Ellen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed.
This boy, if the forecasts are not good, so we've had shot one, shot two, shot three. Are we looking at another package now?
Well, you know, we were unable to get after the earlier package that sent families $600 or $1,200 earlier in the year. We were unable to get another package through the president, but I think that the news is pretty bleak. And I support a new economic stimulus package, and I think so does Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke. And I think President Bush has sent a signal that he understands that he can't just block things anymore. We need to provide unemployment insurance and health care for people that are losing their jobs. And we need infrastructure investments, because for each $1 billion we spend on infrastructure in California, that means 18,000 new jobs.
Is this going to take a different tact? I mean, the hit on the first one was that it bails out the financials. And, of course, the reason to get it done is to try to break the clog and get money moving in the credit markets. It seems to have done some of this. Will this be aimed at people who are fighting to keep their homes or that kind of thing? Or where will it be aimed?
This is a Main Street economic stimulus package. We've got to get the economy restarted. You're right that we need to use many different levers to deal with the complexity of this financial crisis. The rescue package was really there to put money into banks that were teetering over because of so many bad loans and of the subprime mortgage crisis. But, you know, we really have an economy that is now faltering. California's unemployment rate is 7.7%, which is one of the highest in the nation, and we have to extend unemployment benefits for folks that are trying to find jobs, but there just aren't any jobs right there for them to find. And we've got to prevent cuts to critical services. We've got lots of financial problems, not just among average Americans, but cities and states and counties are having a hard time, too, and we want to make sure that we can keep hospitals on health care and schools open.
What do you say to those who say that the word socialism is coming up, and I don't want to get into the political campaign, but this is government intervention. There is a lot of taxpayer money being pumped into this. Is there a worry that too much could be pumped in?
Well, of course, we always have to be careful as to how much money we put into the system from the federal government, because it's taxpayer money, and you have to be wise as to how you make these investments and make sure that you're either going to get it back or get it back with a gain. But I think that everyone understands that the biggest institution we've got is the common institution of the federal government with taxpayer money, and it's wise to use that money to help to extend unemployment benefits for people that are trying to find jobs, but there are just no jobs being created now because we have a sluggish economy. And for people that want to keep their homes, it's smart for us to keep them in their homes so that the property values in that neighborhood don't go down. And, of course, you want people to go to school, so you need to have credit so that people can go to college, and you need to make sure that you're creating these infrastructure jobs, because we've got lots of ready-to-go projects, but we just don't have the money right now on the state level or on the county level to keep them going.
Okay. Now, realistically, this is not going to happen before the election, and you don't even come back into session until, what, the 12th of November or something
the
like
17th,
that?
Monday the 17th, the Congress comes back to reorganize, and the Speaker hasn't said exactly yet how she wants to move this forward, but my guess is that it's a strong possibility that week we would look at a stimulus package.
Okay.
That would do many different things, and certainly some money to help restart the economy.
Okay, very good. Ellen, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. Okay.